Take one small Chinese schoolboy, add a score of teenage hot rod addicts, some husky New Orleans high school football players, a middle-aged San Francisco banker, some truck drivers willing to work without pay, and what have you got? An unlikely combination, sure, but
in this case, you've also got the solution to a problem that troubles a lot of cities. In both New Orleans and San Francisco, the community fallout shelters were located and marked and empty. No emergency rations, no water drums, no medical or sanitation or radiological equipment. None of the things that would spell survival if those shelters were ever needed. The Defense Department was ready to supply them all free of charge, but the local governments had to do their part by moving them into the shelters. And since the city budgets were strained, there was no money available to do the job, to hire the trucks, or pay for the manpower. That was the problem New Orleans and San Francisco faced. And that's when the Chinese boy, the banker, the hot rod kids, and several hundred other assorted citizens decided to take a hand and come up with the answer. If you'd like to know how they did it, and how your own community can do it too, the story is told in a colorful new half-hour motion picture titled The Day That Made a Difference. It's one of several unusual films now being made available by the Office of Civil Defense for free public showing.